It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
Hey. What's up, man?
As always, your After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson! Yes. Your full-service motorcycle repair shop. We'll hear a word from our sponsor here in just a little bit. But, of course, it's the After Show podcast, which means we do a fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion, and you can
got
do what you want.
Got a good one here today for us, huh?
No, not really.
You don't even have one yet.
No, either. Just because I was looking, and all of our prep sites that we get these, they're
on vacay.
They're on vacay. So we don't. So now I'm trying to see if the last one was from, I think, last week Friday. I don't know. Let's see if there's any. That's where we did the Benjamin Harrison one. What what about this one here? Cats can actually survive drinking ocean water. I think I remember hearing this somewhere. Their kidneys can filter out the salt and use water for hydration. Our kidneys can't. Which, don't you think after years of evolution, maybe we'd be able to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we've been out of the water for so long that our bodies are just like, eh.
No.
We don't need that.
God, that doesn't that just sound terrible? Like, let's say you are stranded in the ocean, right? Okay, your plane goes down, you're the only survivor, you're on that life raft, and you're just dying of thirst, and you're surrounded by water, and you can't do anything about it.
Can't drink it, can't do it. It's all around you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen some of those I Shouldn't Be Alive episodes that are on Discovery Channel? Like, a lot of those are the ones that the guys, you know, their plane crashes, and they're on the life raft for, this one guy was on a raft for like 72 days.
Dude. Dude, Brock. Nuts.
And he survived.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I get hungry if I don't have breakfast at 8 every day. This guy went 72 days. I think he had like a little bit of supply to like hold him over for like, I don't know, not
but
long,
even then, but like, okay, how are you going to like, do you have something to catch a fish? Maybe. So, okay, here's a question for you, Hunter. Let's say you and I, We're on a raft, all right? Our plane went down. We're the only two survivors. For some reason, God played a sick joke and left us alive, okay? Now, I die. Will you eat me to survive?
Man, dude, you know, you're my initial is like, hell no, definitely. But, dude, if you're in that situation, anything,
yeah,
you know, anything looks good.
You might have to. You might have to.
You know, I'm going to have to say, if I were to put money on it and I was in this, yes, I probably would eat you if I had to.
Yeah, if you had to. If you had to.
Well, I think, you know, it's weird. It's like you don't have knives. It's not like I can cut you up in the raft. It's not, you know, what do I got? I'll just take a bite out of you?
Just start chewing, buddy. Just start chewing. I got something you can eat.
I'll start with you. I'll start with that. A
little
small meal. To
little appetizer. It's like, good look. It's a cocktail. He had a cocktail weenie in his pants. It's ridiculous.
Cold. It's cold out here.
I just see, of course, the ocean is terrifying enough as it is. And now we can't even drink the water unless we're a cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, why would a cat why would a cat have that? You know,
doesn't need it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe it's getting those genes from the jungle cats.
But
down the line,
but lions aren't near ocean water, are they? You know,
like Africa, maybe along the edges of Africa. I don't know. No idea. It's kind of a weird attribute, you know.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing to have your body do. I guess is what I chalk it up to be. And cats are fucking weird anyway. So
maybe Africa in the middle, it dries out, and they got to go to the edge and suck on some of that salt water. And over time, it, you know, they've evolved to be able to do so.
There's probably some guy who's like studied cats, and he's like, "You guys are so dumb.
Fucking this that's stupid.
You guys are so far off. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to begin." So,
you know.
And cats' tongues are weird too.
Oh yeah. Have you seen a lion's tongue?
Uh-uh.
Dude, they're like sharp. They're straight up like rose thorns on this damn thing's tongue. It's crazy.
Now, is that for cleaning itself, or is that for...
It is.
It is for cleaning itself.
No, it's for both. It combs, like, the fur or whatever when it cleans itself, and it's a way to rip the meat off the bone when they're eating, like, zebras and shit.
Oh, man.
Like, it literally tears the meat off the bone when they lick it. Dude, they're, like, straight-up thorns. It's crazy.
I wish I wouldn't have Googled this. This is horrible. This is terrifying.
Dude, those things are terrifying. Dude, cat's terrifying. When you go to somebody's house and the cat's like a bad cat, people are terrified of that.
Yeah.
Now times that by like 50.
Yeah. I know. Your cat, Tito, was looking at me the other day, and I'm like, Fuck you, cat. What are you looking at? Get out of here.
Dude, that thing latches onto you. Yeah. It's on you. It ain't coming off.
Have you ever seen the video of the I think it was a cop, and they were doing like their, oh, animal rescue. Like, here, oh, this sweet cat is Mr. Whiskers. And then the cat just like freaks out and like grabs onto his
onto
leg.
Thigh.
Yeah. And the guy's like, ah!
Dude, it sucks. Dude, I'm telling you, cat's claws, they're so sharp.
Oh, man, and their teeth.
And you can't just yank it off.
No.
Yeah, you got to punch that cat, dude. That's what you got
to. I will take a nightstick to that cat, man. Come on now. Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. Then imagine a lion doing that. Forget it, dude.
You know what's crazy, too? I'm telling you, that a nightstick will hurt it. But, dude, a cat is, they take a beating. My mom one time accident, because cats like to get in the hubs of wheels, like a wheel hub, because it's warm up there after you park your car in garages or whatnot. My mom, back when I was young, dude, ran over a cat straight up out of the garage, and the thing just ran away.
Jesus.
It limped for a day. That was it.
He lost 6 of his 9 lives, but he's all right. He's still going.
He's doing good,
and,
dude.
Cats are nuts, man. Cats are nuts.
They are.
Anyway, well, that wasn't a bad fact. That turned out better than I thought, so.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
My cat's actually outside murdering things right now.
So. Yeah, it's good. Now that there's snow on the ground, he can follow the blood trail if he only wounds it. Psycho right. Cat. All right. Well, that's going to do it. That's your fact and opinion here on the After Show podcast. Tune in next time for another fact and another dumb opinion. And here's a word from your sponsor, Gelson Cycle.
Yes,
you ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Oh, just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.